Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly, and I'm now joined by Stu Collins from Somerset Snow Sports Servicing. Stu, welcome to Tone FM.
Good to see you, Darren. Nice to see you again.
It's definitely that time of year where somebody like you will certainly come into your own. Now, I would put you down as a skier, perhaps.
I am a skier, Darren, yes. Really? Again, it's my age, I guess, but yeah.
Well, from the early 60s, and I know snowboards weren't around in the early 60s. Yeah. People do change.
They flip the coin, don't they? Sometimes, yep. And I fully respect anyone who chooses to slide down a mountain in a slightly different way to me.
I love the way you use that phrase, slide down a mountain. Yeah. That's effectively what it is.
It is, completely. It's the most sort of natural way of getting down that hill as quick as you possibly can. You know, I'm sure our ancestors that lived in caves wanted to get down there quicker than walking.
And, okay. The reason I've invited Stuart in is because I'm a keen snowboarder myself, and as we're saying, it is that time of year. And with what you do, is your snow sports servicing, is that now a full-time job?
No, it's, as you can imagine, Darren, it's a very, very seasonal job. I'm very busy.
Sorry, I meant full-time around this season.
Very nearly. I also do some work now for SASP, Somerset Activity and Sport Partnership. Based entirely on adult participation. That keeps me busier in the summer than it does in the winter. Mm-hmm. Conversely, snow sports servicing keeps me much, much busier in the winter, from sort of Christmas through to Easter. So the two things sort of tie in quite neatly. And I'm of mature years, should one say, now, Darren. So this is sort of
a
semi-retirement for me.
So, okay, let's get down to brass tacks then. Snow sports servicing. God, I'm really struggling with this one. Mm-hmm. Snow sports servicing. Tell me how important it really is, because, you know, skiing, snowboarding, ice skating, whatever it is you want to do, you still need to look after the tools of the trade, don't you?
Absolutely. They're vital. They're absolutely vital, Darren. It never ceases to amaze me how people will spend hundreds, even into thousands of pounds actually on their trip, on their holiday, and then skimp on servicing their equipment for 20 quid or so. It seems absolutely crazy. Well-serviced equipment, it's just like a car. It's got to run properly. Mm. If it doesn't work properly, it could be dangerous.
Mm. I was going to say, safety is of paramount here because, you know,
absolutely.
Let's be honest about it. All of the ways in which you slide down mountains or skate around rinks, they do have potential dangers.
Absolutely, absolutely. But those dangers, they can never be eliminated. You can't eliminate danger in any form of sport, indeed in life. I mean, sitting on couches is just as dangerous as anything else. But those dangers can be reduced enormously by having your equipment working as it's meant to work, the edges smooth and without nicks and sharp, the bases properly waxed throughout across the whole. You know, if a rough edge suddenly catches when you don't expect it to, you're off.
Yeah.
You're on the snow, and every time you're on the snow, there's a danger of getting hurt.
For the benefit of those that don't use snowboards or skis, what Stuart's explaining here is the edges, your outside edges of your skis or your snowboard. Now, if they're nice and sharp, they will cut into the snow or the ice, depending on where it is you are. And that's quite important for grip and for safety reasons
as well.
That
gives you the control that you want to get safely down that mountain. Yeah, yeah. And it also gives you the tool to get down there quicker as well, you know, and enjoy the grace and the beauty of the mountains to its utmost. Yeah.
So you say about nicks and stuff in the bottom of your skis or your boards or even blades on ice skates, you know.
Yeah.
A tiny little nick or a chip out of it can really make a difference.
It really, really can. I mean, as enthusiasts, we like to push the boundaries. We like to be probably at the limits of our abilities and everything, because that's what makes it fun, being at the absolute limits. But when you're at those absolute limits, a tiny, tiny thing like a nick in an edge catching on the snow unexpectedly, that's more than enough to put you on the ground. Mm. When you're cruising, you know, on the easy slopes, you can get away with a lot of things. But when you've pushed yourself right to the edges of your abilities or the abilities of your equipment, then, yeah, it takes just a tiny little nick. and put you down.
As you've said, for the sake of £20, which is not a lot of money, you can sort that out for people. So what exactly would you do? Let's say, for example, I came to you, I'm going on my, let's say I bought my equipment for the first time last year. This is my second holiday, so I've already had a week or 2 weeks of crashes, falling around, scraping over stones, you know, hitting areas of not much snow, for example. Yeah. My board is probably not in the best of states. So I think, right, OK, how can I tart this up? What am I going to do? What would you do? How would you provide this?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is just sort of inspect what damage you actually did last year. As you say, Darren, you know, you're going down a hostile environment. You're going down a lump of rock, which is covered with snow, essentially. Mm. And sometimes those bits of rock are going to be poking through. Other people are going to go over the top of your boards, all sorts of hazards and stuff. So we're going to have a look and see what you actually did last year. In all probability, we'll find that you've got a few little nicks out of the bottom where stones have either poked through or come loose and you've gone over the top of them and you've heard it, but
you hear a big scrape and a gouge,
you do. Yeah. And you think, oh, no, what have I done? But hey, you carry on and you've probably forgotten about it until you come home. So we'll have a look and see what's on the bottom. We'll probably find that there's some grooves, some gouges, actually, in the PTEX. It's called a PTEX base. It's a sort of a polymer, modern-day plastic. You'll probably find some gouges and grooves in that. So we'll fill the serious ones, particularly the ones that run lateral.
What do you fill them with? Is it the wax?
Yeah, we don't fill them with wax, first of all. We fill them with a material very, very similar to the original.
Oh, right, OK.
If it's a relatively minor blemish, we drip a candle in.
A proper PTEX candle.
Yes, yeah. Not the sort of candle you use when the lights
go out. Snip down to Asda and get a little tea lights for a quid.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Now, these are proper PTEX candles. You set fire to it just like an ordinary candle, and you drip the product of this into the gouge. Then you smooth it off. And then you'll treat it like the rest of the base. Mm. If it's a really serious nick that goes right the way through to the core of the board, you can see the sub-base of the board underneath it. That's a little bit harder to treat, but no problem, really. We first of all have to put a what's called a wire grip into that, because the PTEX doesn't stick to the base quite so well. And then we put a harder material which you actually inject into the gouge, with a machine which, you know, is not the sort of thing which an ordinary person is going to have. It's not worth you spending out £300 on a...
It's the price of a new board or a new set of skis, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's no point in you having an injection machine. But for me, who's, you know, sort of servicing sometimes 20, 30 boards or sets of skis a week, yeah, sure, that's an essential piece of equipment for me. But then we treat it exactly the same. We inject the material into the gouge, let it set. It takes a couple of hours to set this serious stuff. And then we file it back down, level with the board again, smooth it off, and treat it then exactly the same as the rest of the base.
Right, listen, Stu, if anybody has stuff that they need to get done before they go on holiday, and I know you're going to be going away soon yourself anyway. Yeah. Where are you going, by the way?
I'm going to France, going to a place called Valmainier, which is a little bit off the tourist run. It's not one of the big sort of city resorts that Thompson's and all the others go to. It's one of the sort of resorts the French like to keep to themselves. Yeah, the French, you know, like to keep their little gems to themselves a bit. But no, it's one that I absolutely love. I've been there a couple of times before. I know the snow conditions are going to be good, even this year. You know, snow hasn't
France
been
has done very well so far. Chamonix have had some very, very good dumps, haven't they?
Although early on, I mean, you've got to feel a little bit for those people last week you saw in the media who were snowed in on their way home, because many of them had gone the week with very, very poor snow conditions and in some cases no conditions at all. So it's a real irony to be snowed in on your way home having had a really poor week. But yeah, there was a big dump last weekend between Christmas and New Year. That's enough to see us through.
Well, I'm going back
really
to the Milky Way. So I'm staying at Susie Do, and
guess
a friend
what,
of mine
Darren,
came back. What?
That's where I broke my leg.
Oh, is it?
It
oh,
is.
Really excellent.
Yeah, can
excellent.
You believe it? How's
yeah,
it
I go to Susie Do. In fact, a friend of mine came back from there yesterday, and she texted me from the airport and said, the snow could be better, and there's not a lot forecast for the next 7 days. But the next couple of weeks, I'm going in about 3 weeks. I think we might get a bit of snow before
I'm a bit of a habitual snow forecast searcher, and I've maybe I search for the one that suits me best. But I looked online only this morning before I came in, and there is some decent snow forecast for the end of this week.
Okay.
And I think there's a real sign now that the weather pattern has changed. Yeah. We're now into proper winter conditions. You're going to be fine, Darren. Yeah. You're going to be fine, as am I. As am I.
Well, last year I went to Sestriere and I just had the best snow ever. Yeah. It was great. Listen, we could talk about this for ages. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do it? Do you have the website, Facebook?
Yeah, the website is Somerset Snow Sports Servicing. Sorry, www.somersetsnowsportservicing.com. I've also got a Facebook of exactly the same name.
If you just Google
up it comes.
Somerset Snow Sports Servicing.
Yeah, even if you just Google ski servicing, snowboard servicing, Somerset, up it comes. Brilliant. There on the front page. Dead easy to get me.
Excellent. Well, listen, Stu, thanks for coming in. I'd like to invite you back in before the end of the month as well to, tell us about your holiday. Tell us about the... it'd be good to get you in to do some snow forecasting, actually, because there's a lot of snow sports... participants in and around the county town.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's very useful. And obviously
I can only pass on what I've picked up from somewhere else, so don't hold me responsible if I get it wrong.
Excellent. But, my guest today is Stu Collins from Somerset Snow Sports Servicing.